one of Satan's attacks is to say, how can you possibly forgive this Don Carson chap? I mean, he's inconsistent. He's a sinner. You're supposed to be so holy. And so that means that I can go writhing through agony and guilt because I know it's all true. But then Christians don't respond by saying, no, no, I'm not really that bad. I mean, I'm nicer than you think. Rather, they defeat him on the ground of the blood of the Lamb. That is, they say, yeah, the charges are all true, but someone has paid for my sin. Christ has already borne what I deserve on the cross. And with the clarity of confidence that Christ has borne it all, that means that Christians can rise and live with a cleared conscience. Not a clear conscience as if they never do anything wrong, but in the sure and certain knowledge that God has already paid for their sin, and they can be bold and confident before God to enter his presence and rejoice in him. So that's one of the grounds by which Christians defeat the devil.